Chattanooga's Armed Forces Day Parade takes place later this week. Military service units, veterans groups, high school bands, and more will gather for the parade on Friday, starting at 10:30 a.m. at Market Street and MLK Boulevard. Mickey McCamish, a retired Navy captain, is the military co-chairman of this year's parade. Mickey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks so much for having me again this year, as you did last year when we were doing the 71st Armed Forces Parade. Now we're at number 72.
And a year has gone by, this year of the pandemic. Tell us how the parade will take place this year.
Right. You know, Chattanooga has the longest continuous running Armed Forces Parade in the nation at 72 years. And this year, the parade will be a normal parade. And I say normal parade because last year it was a mobile parade. And that was unique and different in the history of the parade. Everyone was in some sort of vehicle, some sort of moving vehicle. There was no marching that was done. Yes, people were along the streets, lined the streets. That was about the only thing that was normal last year. Last year was a Navy year. And right, as you know, we rotate the services each year, and it was Navy year last year. And because it was the pandemic, and since we were not able to use Navy assets, then the committee decided to roll that over again here in 2021. But believe it or not, the same thing has occurred again. The Navy is very COVID-19 sensitive, and especially after what happened aboard the carrier Roosevelt with several high-ranking senior naval officers. Basically, their career ending because of the handling of COVID-19 aboard the Roosevelt. So this year, it's Navy year, but there will not be any Navy assets, like a Navy band, for example. Those assets will not be participating in the parade this year because of the sensitivity to COVID-19. But it's 72nd parade, and it will slip off at 10:30 hours from ML King and Market Street, Friday, May the 7th. And, you know, we do the parade on the first Friday in May. Naturally, Armed Forces Day is the third Saturday in May. But we do here in Chattanooga do it on the first Friday. And the reason we do that is so schools can participate. And that takes me back to my high school days at Chattanooga City High School. Schools were let out for the Armed Forces Parade. We all marched downtown. And I can remember marching in the parade in 1958, 1959, 1960, the years that I was at City High School. This year, we've got right now, and it's probably grown since I checked, but we're at about 125 entries into the parade. I think it just continues to show the patriotism that exists in Chattanooga of companies, people, different organizations wanting to participate in this parade. And the parade, again, steps off at 10:30 in the morning, ML King and Market Street, for about an hour-long parade. And then the parade is followed with a luncheon at the Chattanooga Convention Center. And that luncheon starts at noontime.
Even though Navy assets won't be there, you, in your role with the parade and your background as a Navy man, there will be some sort of presence.
There is. The Navy Sea Cadets, matter of fact, will lead the parade off as a color guard. And we'll have Vice Admiral Ron Etchinson, who is retired Navy. He will be participating. We were able to get a special Navy release for Commander Jones, Commander William Jones from the Navy Operations Support Center, to participate in the reviewing stand. The Navy will have a presence there. Congressman Mark Green is going to be the keynote speaker. He's Army. But he also participated in the capture of Saddam Hussein. And he spent about 6 hours interviewing Saddam Hussein. So there's a strong military connection. In addition, he was also nominated for Secretary of the Army. So he was nominated for that post. So even though he's not Navy, there is still the service connection with Congressman Green. And so it'll be good to have the congressman here to talk about his experience in the military. He is a veteran. He was a major in the United States Army. So he will be our speaker. And, you know, Ray, the luncheon will be just a little different this year. And I say that because I had, in past luncheons, I'd sit next to Mr. Coolidge. And of course, that chair will be empty this year.
And Mr. Coolidge would be Charles H. Coolidge, who was the oldest living recipient of the Medal of Honor when he died last month, the age of 99. This parade comes so soon after that.
It does. And Mr. Coolidge really, Sergeant Coolidge, he really enjoyed this parade. He participated in it for a number of years. He was at the luncheon at every opportunity he was physically able to come. He was at all the luncheons. And I sat next to him on several occasions. And so this year at the luncheon, in recognition of Mr. Coolidge, his not only his achievements within the military, the Medal of Honor, but also his achievements within our community itself. There'll be an empty chair there that will recognize his presence.
Where can people go online? Where can people call for more information?
They can go online to chatareaveterans.com. It really stands for chattanoogaareaveterans.com. And online, right, they can still get the parade application. Gosh, we'll take parade applications right up until the last moment. We want to include everyone that wants to be a part of the parade. We want to include them in the way that they feel most comfortable. Certainly, if they'd like to purchase a table, then the tables are $200. Well, that reservation form is also on the ChattanoogaAreaVeterans.com website. So they can get both pieces of information right there. And if they have any problem, then they can even give me a call here at 423-756-2212. And we'll get them the information that they need to be a part of the parade.
All right, Mickey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.